It's not an issue that's an emergency. It's not a threat to anybody. But it's all part of, well, we called it the fantasy news.
Right.
You know, it's all part of the story that where Iran is supposed to be a threat. But, in fact, Iran has played it pretty cool in all this, and they actually haven't violated any rules. That's something people don't realize. They haven't broken any rules. They're doing what every nation has a right to do. There are some UN resolutions where everybody else is kind of ganging up on them and demanding something of them.
Mm-hmm.
Those aren't rules. That's some like a demand. Well, they're not complying with the demands. But there were rules for people who wanted to incorporate nuclear power in their society, and they followed those rules all along. So there's really... And there's just no evidence of a nuclear weapons program or anything like that. You'd think if they, you know, if they had any evidence, they'd, somebody'd be trotting it out about now. So there's just nothing there. But when we see a couple more nukes go off in Iraq when the balloon goes up, that'll be the evidence that's cited that, well, hell, they had a bunch of these things. And but I don't think Iran will last more than about 6 hours once things get going. They're just going to blast it back to the Stone Age.
You mean there'll be nothing left there? I mean, how sad, because I've got some friends in Iraq that... I mean, and when you look at the Iraqi people, some of the Iraqi women are the most beautiful women on earth. And
I'd have to agree with you on that.
Yeah, and it's just so horrible to even imagine that any of those people who are so desperately crying for freedom are going to be killed. I mean, it's so sad.
Well, let's get back to this question. Why would India sell a bomb to be used in this charade and the as a key part of the destruction of Iran? And... We realize actually that India is they think of militant Islam as just about a mortal enemy at this point. And if Iran is reduced to dust or whatever, it is going to be a terrific blow against Islam, terrible psychological blow. And it'll be like, the lesson of a lifetime that Islam is going to have to reform or shut up or do something otherwise.
Well, it certainly would be. Now, who is going to blame? I mean, of course, the whole world's going to blame the United States, and for all we know, Pakistan will nuke us. But Is the United States going to take the blame for nuking Iran, or are we going to blame it on India or some wild
people? Oh, yeah,
it'll be official.
It'll be official. We're the ones who are going to do it. But
okay.
the real question is, who gets blamed for the nuke that goes off on the Israeli coastline? And
I see what you're saying.
That one, they'll say, well, Iran didn't actually shoot that missile. And incidentally, we think it's going to be fired from a ship. They'll say that Al-Qaeda did it.
Mm-hmm.
And this fantasy terror organization, Al-Qaeda, that keeps showing up in different places and you can never find them.
Oh, you know, yeah.
They fired the missile.
They bought it from India, and they used it. Or they bought it from Russia, and they used it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll be the story.